It all started when I was about, eight, and there was a change in my environment, and this environment that I was put into was very stressful, and this became my, like, this bulimia became my solution. I didn't know at the time it was bulimia, but it was getting sick, and it was the only thing I could think of to get me out of this stressful environment.
What age are you?
I was eight.
You were eight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was eight when the behaviour actually started.
And when did you kind of say, well, actually, maybe there's something more here? You know, I mean, when did you look for help?
Oh, not for a long time. Like, I mean, I went into secondary school then, and all my friends just suddenly, out of nowhere, just launched this big campaign against me of bullying. And this was another thing that I found very difficult to cope with. And I had told everybody about it and expected somebody to stand in and, you know, sort it out. And when nothing happened, I stopped eating altogether. I started off by just kind of gradually cutting out food. But I did have in my head that if I could somehow communicate to people how bad this was affecting me, that somebody could do something about it. Because if nobody was going to listen to me, I had to communicate some way. So I thought if I looked physically very, very sick, that something would be done about it.
Mm.
And I did, like, I got down to a point of being very, very physically sick, like looking very physically sick. And at that point, it had gone so far that I didn't care.
Mm.
I had so many people around me saying, good God almighty, like, you look like death, what's wrong with you? Please tell us what's wrong. And I just didn't care at that point.
Mm.
It had gone so far that like the people think that anorexia is just about looking thin, but it does so much more to you than that. Like, it totally kills your soul. Like, I felt like nothing. I felt like a living dead person. I couldn't do the things that normal people my age could do. I couldn't go out and socialise. I was too tired. I was too cold. I was too weak. I had no personality. My development totally arrested. I couldn't relate to people at all because I was so empty and cold and numb, and the world was a different place. The world just became a dead place. I just couldn't even recognise myself anymore. I didn't know who I was.
And how did you respond to people who were trying to help you?
Nothing. Just, it was like a blank screen.
Mm.
I couldn't respond. I had no energy. I had no connection. I had lost my connection to the world and my connection to everything.
Mm.
I just couldn't feel anymore. I couldn't feel anything.
And how about the, you know, your friends who had been bullying you? I mean, did they see that and stop, or did it just get worse when they...
Oh, I didn't care about them anymore. Like, you know, this had gone, this whole thing had been about, you know, getting so thin to show people how much this was affecting me. And I'd gone beyond, you know, thin and was now totally emaciated.
Mm.
And at that point, nothing mattered really anymore.
Mm.
You know, everything became dead.
And so when did you seek help?
I think I was around 13 or 14 when I went for help.
Mm.
My mum brought me, so.
Yeah. And where did you first go, and what was the experience like?
I went to a lot of places. Like, I'd been going to my doctor for years, and he didn't seem to have any solution to it. He didn't know what it was. I went into a hospital then, and that wasn't really much help either. And then I went to the Marina Therapy Centre.
And what was different about the Marina Therapy Centre?
Just that there was a belief in recovery, that there was a passion about life, that there was a reason to recover. And I never seen that from anybody at all, like, before.
Mm.
But there was just such excitement about life, and that life was worth living, and I never knew it was before. Like, I couldn't see any reason to come out of this.
Mm.
I couldn't see any hope, and...
Mm. And what would you say to somebody maybe listening who has this condition, you know, who has either anorexia, bulimia, or some sort of food addiction? What would you say to them?
I'd say that it's a very lonely place, and people don't often understand that other people get that, you know. And I'd say that it's not your fault, because a lot of people do believe that this is a choice, that this is a conscious choice, you know, that you choose to do this to yourself. And it's not a conscious choice. Like, it's completely unconscious. People on the outside are saying, why, what is going on here? Why are you doing this? The sufferer is asking themselves that every single day. What is wrong with me? Why am I doing this? Why have I got this?
Mm.
You know, and what do I have to do? And you're under this impression that if you discover why you have it, that all of a sudden, magically, everything will come together. And, it's a total myth. Like, you know, you don't need to know why.
Mm.
Why is a different thing every single day, you know? it's not this one reason, you know. Mm. It's a collection of reasons, and you only really discover why when it's all over, when you're finished. You look back and you're like, oh, okay, that's why, you know.
Yeah. When you have a little bit of perspective
when you have it all gone through.
Yeah.
But you can't find out why before. You find out why after. But I would say that you can't do it on your own, and you need to be committed to therapy, because, I mean, what happened with me is I made a really drastic improvement, and I thought, okay, that's good, I can do that on my own. So I dropped out of the therapy for a good few years, and didn't come back until I was 20.
Mm.
So I had a gap of about 4 or 5 years there where the behaviour was just going ballistic.
Mm.
And the longer you kind of leave it, the longer you say, I can do this on my own, the more the condition is getting ingrained, and the harder in your mindset, like the more subtle it is, and the worse it'll get, the more momentum it'll get, and the more deeply ingrained, like the negative mindset gets into your belief system. You know, you can't do it on your own, because the problem is your own mind.
Mm.
You need somebody else to, but once you have it, it is your responsibility to go and get counselling, to go and get therapy, it's your responsibility to do as much as you can.
Mm.
And a lot of people feel that you should do more than you actually can. Like, people feel it's your responsibility to just get better. Sure, if you could do that, like, nobody would be suffering from it for 30 years or 20 years. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's your responsibility to take action. Nobody else is gonna give you recovery, you know, on a plate. You do have to do the work, but it's not your fault.